Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, angels, and welcome to the show this morning, the Mastermind Show. I'm really not sure who will show up. Okay, I knocked myself off the offline. So how funny is that? I was getting ready to say I wasn't sure myself I was going to make it on, and then here I am. But welcome to our Mastermind Show, and you know, we put our goals out there to everyone, and then we combine our energy to make them happen or to create them to happen. I hate using the word make, right? Because make means that we don't have it, but creating means that we have this own. This amazing power in each and every one of us, we tap into it, and we can create anything we choose, right? Sounds great when I say it. Try doing it, right? You're like, oh, I need to create more cash. I need to create love, and I need to create. And one of the key things I think that I'm realizing, I don't know if you guys will resonate with this, is that sometimes you just got to say, I give it to myself first. And before I can share it with anyone else, or I give this to myself, and then angels, God, the higher power, whoever you believe in, the supreme being, back me up, Jesus, back me up with this, all the ascended masters, and just say, back me up with my choice. And one of the other things that I realized too is coming from desire rather than need. You know, I struggle with a few things. I think all of us do, right? Sometimes it may be weight. You know, it's not my struggle, but I mean, I have, you know, struggled with weight. But, you know, we struggle with weight. We struggle with aging. We struggle with making enough money. Did you know that aging and weight are two of the biggest struggles that we have? That they did a statistics, aging, dying, and are getting old and dying, and being overweight, we struggle with, right? That's something that we have a hard time accepting, and so therefore we go, oh, don't let me get old, or don't let me get fat, or help me take the weight off. We feel like we're lacking, and so when we want to create something within, you know, ourselves, like looking better or being leaner, then sometimes it's better to come from a place of desire. I know not sometimes, but it always is. I want to be the best at whatever you are. You know, the friend of mine, he's a runner. I have another friend of mine that is a biker, you know, bicycler. And so it's like he goes, I know I'm good. I just always say I like to be the best I can possibly be, right? Because then and this is one I struggle with. I really do. Because I don't know how you guys are, but I'm super competitive. So I'm looking at people running around me. I'm like, oh, they're so much better. And so it's just been really recently that I've been able to say, I want to be the best I possibly can be, which is pretty damn good, you know. And I'm so grateful and appreciative of that gift I have. So when you're looking to create something in your life, use the word create, I think is a key. Also use the word coming from desire. So you know, some of my really closest friends, they know how competitive I am. I'm like, I can beat this person, blah, 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 blah. And really, I just need to be competitive with myself. So, because I want to be the best I can be. So now I'm looking at me running or me performing, you know, when I'm at Orange Theory, because I work out at Orange Theory, and then, you know, it trains me for other events that I like to do. And so I'm looking at being the best I possibly can be. And I go, okay, instead of putting myself down, right? Do you ever put yourself down when you're doing whatever activity, working? Maybe, you know, I have people that are artists and they're like, oh, that's not good enough. I'm a writer, right? I'm like, oh, I need to be better than that. So, and if you lose me, I'll be right back here in just a second. But one of the things that I do know is that when I can write, when I can just say, hey, I'm the best I can be, and come from that place of spirit channel through me, spirit, you know, channel through my physical body and help me be the best I can be, our higher self, it works. And so last night I did that. I listened to my body. I go, you know what? it's the second time I've worked out today, and you know, because I'm training for a marathon, I go, I'm going to ride the bike, and then I'm also going to run. So when I left, the trainer said, she goes, Tree, you kicked ass. And she goes, you always do. And my words, okay, too, as well. So, you know, I'm pretty, I always think that all of us have to be with angels, work with angels. I love those folks because I'm one of them, right? But I think they never say any bad words. So I'm like a big truck driver or something like that. Anyway, so good. I love my God, and he's my best friend, or she's my best friend, and really are showing me some incredible lessons. And so coming from desire is key here, and realizing that you create it, you have this great power. And how do you access that power? By realizing that you're not lacking anything. You're just waking up and saying, hey, I can create this, and I can give it to myself first. Because when you can give it to yourself, it's like the oxygen mask in the airplane, right? When that drops down, you put it on yourself before you give it to your children, because that makes you the best you can be. You know what I mean? And you can perform as a mom or a dad better. You give it to yourself first when you're working out, you know, or when you're doing whatever you're doing, because you realize you're the best that can be, and you don't have to watch anybody else to be that. You are already that. And so that's a couple of things that I've learned, you know what I mean? And learning, right? It's a journey. And it set me free too, you know, as well, because I don't have to say, oh, I'll get better. I am already better. And it's just learning to access that power inside. And so, as I said, one more time, one of the things that I realize is that, or recognize, is that we already have that power. And so I'm coming from desire, not lack. And if I want to look younger, I got to go, I want to look young and be young because I think that would suit me the best, right, for who I am right now. You know, and we're learning to manifest that, you know, in a moment's notice, right? Can you imagine? I don't think I'll look older today to get the senior citizen's discount. So, you know, and I'm still young and relatively young, and it's all... age is just a number, right, they say. So I'm 38 and I still look pretty young. I recognize that I can look younger if I want, or I can look older. And the best is that I'm not dying if someone says I look older than that, what I actually am. And I go, you know what? I know that I can be the best I can be. I can look the best I can. And that's what I choose to access that part of me. So what I say, combining affirmations and, let's see what we got here, a good affirmation. You guys, I mean, you know, share your affirmations, call in and share them, or send them to us on facebook.com/angelcoaches. Also too, I want to tell you guys, we have a great angel guide that you can access, that will tell you how to work with the angels, the archangels, how to get with them. How to work with them on a daily basis and what they do for you. So anyway, I think that's kind of cool. And if you go to facebook.com/angelcoaches or angelcoaches.org and register for our newsletter, we got some really cool things coming out in the next little bit. So you guys don't want to miss it. We've got a new radio show, which I'm super, super excited about. And you guys, the Angel Coaches, there's 7 of us, but there's 6 more that are doing their own shows, you know, on Blog Talk. And, you know, so they've got some great shows. And I know that Victoria is doing one tonight on animal communication. I think she's going to do another more on soul planning because, you know, and she may be doing that tonight. So it's either animal communication or soul planning. Animal communication, how do you talk to your animals? How can you hear what they're thinking? How can you, wouldn't it be great if you knew what your animal really thought your name should be? So that's funny. What would your dog think he would like to call you if you could understand him or her? That's kind of cool, right? So here's a good affirmation. Flow, being in the flow. Isn't that great? I love being in the flow. Sometimes it's a challenge, right? You guys know what I'm talking about. But riches flow into my life in many ways. And from many directions, right? So I always look at riches in your life as a wheel. And, you know, some of the things that generate income and prosperity in your love life or in your bank account is one spoke in that very large wheel. So you're, it's up to you to put the spokes where they need to be, you know, and that's on that being in the flow, also coming from desire, which I said, and you go, Tree, I say that, but I don't believe it. One day you're going to say it and know it to be true. Okay. And that's something I want to make sure that you and you know. And the universe provides me a family with, wow, prospects for good fortune. Okay. So there you go. There's a few wheel, there's a few spokes in your wheel right there. So you got, and you got to be receiving it. I open in my heart and mind to receiving and receiving the best and highest good for me and the blessings that you deserve. Okay. So we all deserve. So I got a message a few weeks ago from the angels. They said, open your heart to receive more. And I was like, wow, okay. And then another message I got is, if God is for you, who can be against you? Because, you know, if you're tapping into that great power, that's coming from the highest and best good of us all. So there's nothing that can be against you, right? And then just realize who you really are and come from desire. And give it to, and make sure when you're creating it, you're saying, I want to give it to myself first. So, how cool is that? Anyway, I'm going to see if anybody else has joined us. If not, I'm going to close this call. Remember, tonight, Victoria's show is at 8 p.m. East Coast time. Love her. Love her. You guys are going to love her. And you guys get to hear her quite a bit. Well, she usually does it on Wednesday, but I'm saying she's going to do the Thursday night one. She has schedule conflict. I said, just go make sure you do the show every week. And that's something that I believe in. And so, hold on one second. My computer, here is temperamental computer. Yeah, I call it temperamental. That's, I mean, really. That's what I call myself. I'm not a bitch. I'm a temperamental diva. My daughter would say different. But, well, you know, right? Your children, what would they call you? What would your daughter call you? How do you that was bothering them, hurting them? Got that tonight. So you guys do not want to miss it. And Victoria is on here. Yay, Vic! I've had three show up every time we've done this. And I got two calls saying, I can't make it today, Terry. So anyway, you're here. So,
I'm here.
Glad you're here.
I'm here.
Anyway, well, I was just rattling on as I usually do. You know, but I'm a great networker. I can talk to anybody. I guess as long as I can talk, I think. No, I'm just kidding. But, hey, what's going on? Did you like some of those affirmations? Because I know they resonate with you. You're like, I deserve to be wealthy. I deserve to be rich. And I deserve to have great love. That's what I think you said.
Yes, definitely. I realized something yesterday that I was self-sabotaging my own thoughts, you know?
Right. Wow. Yeah, I do that too.
Well, for example, you know, I think of my mom and dad and how wonderful of a relationship they've had for 56 years. And I caught myself saying, I will never have that. Well, duh.
Is that your mantra? I will never have that. That's funny.
Well, that's
how I do that. Yeah.
That's what I've been walking around saying for the longest time. And then I finally realized, it's like, why are you saying that? You can't say that anymore.
Oh, man, you're right. You can't. And it's, people didn't realize how powerful words are. I told this to someone yesterday. I go, your thoughts and your words are very powerful. You have the ability to inspire people on this site. Use that power wisely. That's what I told them.
Yes.
Right? You know, and it's one of those, Vic and I do a lot, we do a dating show, Dating Relationships and Sex, on Tuesdays at 2, and we're getting a lot of downloads from it. Vic, I want to let you know that. So I don't know if it's men or women, but it doesn't really matter. And we had a lot of people listening, live listeners last week, or this past Tuesday. And I was like, maybe we really should talk about that, how powerful words and thoughts are. Because this dude approached me in a way that wasn't cool, you know. So I told him. And And he apologized, which I gave him credit for that, because most of the time, they, you know, people, when they say rude things or they say things that are not appropriate to say to you, and you guys know what I mean, and I'm not talking about cussing someone out. I'm not saying they're a bad person. I'm saying things that are not appropriate to say to a stranger. And he said something to me, and I came right back. And you know what he did? He goes, you know, he goes, I didn't get great joy out of that. He goes, sometimes I just need to watch what I say. Yeah, you do. And sometimes I need to watch what I say, especially to myself, right? You've given me that
yes.
too, because I talk, you know, so your new mantra is, I deserve that great love. Yeah, I want to hear it. Just tell us, okay? So, because I want to hear what you're going to say.
I talk terribly to myself. I put myself down. I'm negative. I tell myself that I can't do this and I won't have that and it'll never happen. That's all the self-talk going on in my head that I wasn't even aware of until the last couple of days.
Wow. Yeah, right? Yeah, I know, right? I'm talking to somebody, to Jesus, about my car. I go, hello, why haven't they called me yet? You know, and everything is that car accident last week, swipe, and my car. And I was like, man, Tree, you need to just chill out. Everybody's always got your back on the other side. The ascended masters, Jesus, God, the angels, whoever. And I go,
right.
I just need to take a chill pill, right? Because I'm getting all mad, and I probably
yeah.
need to move out of the way with my madness. Literally, craziness.
Right? Oh, yeah. Trust me, I'm right there with you. I'm on the same page.
Anyway, you guys, it's nice to have a good friend. Vic calls me out on stuff. I call her out on stuff, too. So.
Yeah. Somebody has to do the dirty work, right?
Okay, yeah, right? I say that to you, you say that to me, anyway. And our favorite mantra these days are men chase and women choose. I told that to someone yesterday. Men chase and women choose. You want to catch me if you can. Okay, because I'm one hell of a runner.
Right.
So. So,
yes,
anyway.
You are.
Yeah, I am. So, anyway, we're doing that. Vic and I have got some plans that we're creating, and we want to go hiking, and we want to go do it the Grand Canyon. And so a couple things like that. I also would like to do a cruise or, you know, because I know cruises may not be your thing or whatever, so we'll have to see that out. Or maybe we go to a, you know, fly somewhere and do some hiking and visiting. I'd like to visit New Orleans, too, as well. So, you know, get away for a weekend or something, long weekend. Take me, myself, you, maybe Carrie would like to go, a girls' weekend. So, but
right.
We'll see how that
yeah.
works out. Yeah. So it's like creating, though. I like creating those opportunities. So that's what she and I are doing. We also have a great show, and I'm starting a new show next Thursday. So it launches next Thursday, and I'll get all the details to everybody. But it's not only going to be me. I'm starting it, but it will be all the other angel coaches, too, and Vic, because Vic is three. You're going to be an angel coach, Vic. I feel it. Okay, I'm feeling it, okay, because she's got so much wonderful stuff that she does and inspires people. I don't think she realizes it, but you do. And I know your laser business. I love her. She's got this great, makes women beautiful on the inside and outside. Someone asked me the other day, how did your legs get so smooth and clean shaven? Laser. I love that. So that's what she does. Part of what she does. Well, I tease her all the time, you know, and she teases me, but we make a joke about we never sleep or we eat, you know, so therefore I never date a client, and she doesn't either. She goes, and I said, but it's a shame that she doesn't. Can you imagine you get a nice guy that needs, you know, the back or the chest or whatever, you know, and she could make money and have a boyfriend too. I'm like, don't get much sweeter than that. But,
well, that just be the total package.
Yeah, there you go. That's funny. Okay. That's funny. Anyway, so she's given us some great mantras or affirmations that she uses in listen more, judge less. And that's, I think that's for not only other people, but for ourselves mostly. So that's what I'm going to leave everybody with. You told us that listen more, judge less. So
yep.
Anyway, how cool is that?
Love it.
Yeah. And you see it in your own life. So you leave. meeting for Michigan on Saturday, so I'm not sure if you can do any of the shows. You have to let me know, and I will talk to you after this call. And all those who are listening, you have a wonderful day. Thank you for who's listening now or who will download it later. We certainly appreciate you. Go get your free angel guide at angelcoaches.org. It'll tell you what the angels do, how to meditate with them, and bottom line, how to surround yourself with a lot of love and light every day with the angels. And you can also go to facebook.com, like our page.
Oh, God, I want to go over here and see these bags.
That's okay. And then you can download it from there as well. You'll see get our newsletter, and that's how we'll give you the free gift. It's an angel guide. So you guys have a great Now Victoria show. It's tonight at 8 p.m. She's excited about it. And what would you think your dogs would call you if they could say your name, that they would get? What name would they give you if they could say your name? You will be able to find that out tonight by just talking to Victoria, because she's going to share how to communicate with your animals and how to really access their energy. So it's kind of cool. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great night. And we will see you tonight at 8, or actually the whole list of shows next week. So I'll put that out to everybody. Take care. Vic, I'm going to give you a call right back. All right, everybody. Bye-bye now.
Yeah.